Rabasha's writings, beginning with "It is known that the delight and pleasure."
עמוד 249, מאמר בועל פרעה בית, טור בית, פסקה שנייה מלמטה, שורה אלה כידוע. ידוע שאין הטוב,
it is known that the delight and pleasure cannot appear in the world before the world has kelim, vessels of bestowal, since our vessels of reception are still contaminated by self-reception, which is heavily restricted in its measure, and it also separates us from the Creator. Obtaining the vessels of bestowal is where dispute and wars begin, since it is against our nature. And this is why we were given Torah and Mitzvot, to achieve the degree of bestowal. As our sages said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the spice of Torah. Also, we were given the mitzvah, the commandment or precept of love thy friend as thyself. And Rabbi Akiva said, this is the great rule of the Torah. In other words, by working in love of friends, a person accustoms himself to exit self-love and achieve love of others. However, we should understand what we see before us, that there are people who exert in love of friends and still do not come an inch closer to love of the Creator, so that they can work in Torah and Mitzvot due to the love of the Creator. This means that they say that they are in fact advancing a little in love of friends, but they see no progress in love of the Creator. However, we should know that in love of friends too, there are degrees, meaning we must contemplate the obligation of love of friends. We can compare it to a two-story building with a ground floor as well. The king is on the second floor. And one who wishes to come to the king, whose only goal is to converse with the king face to face, is told that he must first climb to the first floor, since it is impossible to climb to the second floor without first climbing to the first floor. Certainly everyone understands that this is so. However, there is a reason why they must first climb to the first floor. It is called corrections. In other words, by climbing to the first floor, one can learn how to address the king face to face. And he will be able to ask the king for his wish. That person who hears that he must first climb to the first floor and subsequently to the second floor understands it very well. But since his only wish is to see the king's face, and he cares for nothing else, this makes what he is told, that he must first climb to the first floor, a burden and a toil for him. However, he has no choice, so he climbs to the first floor. He's not interested in what is there, although he heard that the first floor is where one learns how to speak with the king. But he pays no attention to that, for this is not his goal. His goal is the king, not what he can learn on the first floor. His goal is not the study, but to see the king's face. Why should he waste time on trifles, since everything is not compared to the king? Thus, why should he take interest in what is taught on the first floor? Hence, when he climbs to the first floor, he has no desire to linger there. Instead, he wishes to quickly climb to the second, to the king himself, for this is all he wants. However, he is told, without knowing the rules that abide on the first floor, you will certainly blemish the king's honor. For this reason, you cannot hope to be able to climb to the second floor before you learn all that there is to learn on the first floor. Similarly, with love of friends, we heard that it was impossible to be rewarded with love of the Creator before one was rewarded with love of friends. As Rabbi Akiva said, love thy friend as thyself is the great rule of the Torah. Therefore, while engaging in love of friends, he's not considering love of friends as being valuable, but as redundant. He keeps it because he has no choice. But he's constantly looking for the time when I will be rewarded with the love of the Creator, and I will be able to rid myself of the love of friends. This work is burdensome to me, because I can hardly stand my friends, for I see that they all have different traits than mine, and I have nothing in common with them. But I have no choice, since I was told that without love of friends, I won't be able to achieve love of the Creator. So, against my will, I sit with them. However, I can ask myself, what am I getting from the friends? Only one thing. I'm correcting myself through self-torment by sitting with them and tolerating their talks, which I dislike and which are against my nature. But what can I do? I'm told that I must suffer in this world, so I do. I sit and wait for the time when I can run from them and avoid seeing the lowliness that I see in them. It turns out that he's not taking from the love of friends the remedy called love of others, but only because he was told that he has no choice, for otherwise he will not achieve love of the Creator. This is the reason why he's engaging in love of friends, and he keeps all the obligations to which the friends commit him. But what he should learn from them is miles away from him. This means that he's not exiting self-love, and is not reaching love of others. He's observing the love of friends not out of love, but out of fear, since he will not be allowed into love of the Creator before he enters love of friends. As a result, he fears not observing love of friends because he will not be allowed into love of the Creator. This is similar to the allegory about not being allowed into the second floor where the king sits until he climbs to the first floor. The idea is that he will learn the rules of how to keep the king's honor. So it would seem reasonable that he would be happy to go to the first floor, since now he's learning how to be watchful of the king's honor. It would benefit him, because afterwards, when he enters the king's palace, he will not blemish the king's honor. And therefore, while he's on the first floor, he would pay attention to the rules that apply there, and how to become accustomed to them. See, he wants to come into the king to bestow upon the king, and not at all to be contemptuous of the king's honor. This relates only to one who wishes to come before the king to give contentment to him. But one who wishes to come before the king for self-reception considers what is found on the first floor as redundant. It is of no interest to him. He goes up to the first floor only because he is afraid, since he knows that he will not be allowed to climb to the second floor before he climbs to the first floor. However, he feels no need to study the laws that are taught there, how to avoid blemishing the king's honor, since the only reason he wants to come before the king is for the purpose of self-love. Therefore, we should know that we were given love of friends to learn how to avoid blemishing the king's honor. In other words, if he has no other desire except to bring contentment to the king, he will certainly blemish the king's honor, which is called passing on kedusha, holiness, to the external ones. For this reason, we mustn't underestimate the importance of the work in love of friends. For by that, he will learn how to exit self-love and enter the path of love of others. And when he completes the work in love of friends, he will be able to be rewarded with love of the Creator. We should know that there is a virtue to love of friends. One cannot deceive himself and say that he loves the friends if in fact he doesn't love them. Here he can examine where he truly has love of friends or not. But with love of the Creator, one cannot examine oneself as to whether his intention is the love of the Creator, meaning that he wants to bestow upon the Creator, or his desire is to receive in order to receive. But we should know that after all the corrections that man is given to do without the Creator's help, he will not be granted any progress in the work of bestowal. And we asked, why then should one do things in order to later be rewarded with the help of the Creator? After all, the Creator can help even without the work of the lower ones, and man's work on progress in work would not help in any case. However, if one does not begin to work, he doesn't know that he cannot triumph over the inclination. But when a person begins to walk in the work of the Creator and does what he can do, then he can offer a true prayer for the Creator to help him. Up to here.
What are we doing next? Questions about it in the workshop. What is that you want? I don't know. Any questions? Yes.
If one is in a group with the wrong intention, as he writes, that he doesn't have love of friends, but he wants to reach the king, why doesn't the light affect him and change his intention? We say that if we're in the group and we perform actions, then we advance. So why in this case it doesn't work?
I don't
know what actions he's doing.
It says there that if he's in a society keeping what they tell him to keep, to do.
What for?
In order to reach the king.
Yes.
In order to bestow contentment to him.
Yes.
But he doesn't love the friends.
Yes.
Why doesn't the light affect him and change his intention so that he would love the friends?
The
light affect in any case, and gradually a person discovers that the condition of love of friends, it's not a condition, rather it is
the
building of a sense for the feeling of the Creator. That is, the love of others is the very sense in which I discover the spiritual world.
As
I have no other access to the Creator. How would I feel him? In what would I feel him? What did we have prior to the breaking of the vessels? There was one vessel in which one light. Everything was in the form of wholeness. And it broke.
The light is in the same situation. The vessel is broken, and we need to reattach it. No, glue it back together. The correction of the vessels is called the love of others, love of friends. The disclosure of the light or bringing contentment to the Creator, as it would be disclosed, it is done within the love of friends. It cannot be in any other way. Meaning those two things are interconnected. I have nothing to come to the Creator with if I have not invested myself in the connection with the friends. What am I coming with? It has to be clear and simple. How can I skip on to the love of the Creator? What is the love of the Creator? When a certain reality is revealed in the connection between us, as we call that reality, light or Creator, then it is revealed through that sense of the vessel that I've put together. Yes? Because the breaking, the shattering with respect to each and every one, it's his own shattering. I need to connect all those components or parts together. I have to put together. I need the whole of humanity in my cross cut, in my angle. I need to connect it together, and then I discover the Creator, and it is my Creator. You must connect the whole of humanity to your angle in what you are included with them as breaking is with respect to you, and then you discover Creator's, your Creator in it, and accordingly each and every one, until it all accumulates together in one vessel and one Creator. This is something I don't know. This is how it is written, but the action is already the action of the end of corrections. So we need to understand that due to what we are studying, I think this is the simplest, right? That should I not make a connection between the broken parts of the vessel, then I have nowhere to discover him. Where would I discover him? Where would I relate to him? I don't relate to him. Rather, because I have no one to relate to. The Creator isn't present. The Creator is come and see as I discover him from within my connection, as I'm connecting the vessels together. And from the connection of those vessels together, as the light come and help me connect the vessels, make the connection by itself, and then I discover them in all those vessels due to that connection, a special phenomena called chasadim. And within the chasadim, I discover the light of chokhmah, which is basically the Creator. It's a... I don't think it's only for the beginner who can't imagine himself this mechanism, this system. So you think that, wow, I need the Creator. What are these friends? It's just like kindergarten. What are they dealing with? It's not for me. I want to skip on to the second floor. The beginners think like that because in general, the matter of connection among the friends, it's no one wants it. However, we need to explain. And I think the better way is from within the breaking of the vessel. The first, second, and third state. In the first state, we're being in a complete vessel, however, only light of nefesh. Second state is the broken vessel until we corrected gradually till we come to the third state. But the first state, the Creator isn't revealed. It is the nefesh, only livelihood, whereby in the light of in the third state, it's na'ancha, you discover it as being like it, holding onto it, you are in adhesion with it. Without at least kind of a general knowing what does it mean, a vessel, and how it undergo breaking and how it needs to be corrected. Without it, it's very difficult for us with such words as people are accustomed to speak about love. It's not persuasive. Everyone speaks about all the politicians. Everyone talks about connection, love, of equality. You see, it's very very accustomed to hear those lies, and here too. It's the same. Hence, it doesn't persuade the person, rather only learning of the shattering and its correction. All right? Yes.
After this lesson, in relation to what you said, I feel totally the opposite. As if we're going from an eternal saying many words, like shattering and words that sound very technical, but in the end, what is missing is the correction of this place in the heart of love. What do we do about that? We're always running away. I feel I'm always running away from having this scrutiny about love. Do I love the friends or don't I? There are some that I can't. If I start thinking about it, it's like hell, really.
Well, and
I don't know what to do. Talking about shattering, it doesn't help. It's all kinds of words that you teach us, very nice theories, great wisdoms, much greater than the other wisdom. I'm studying at university, it's all nonsense, bullshit. Here we're truly talking about, you know, you're describing the system, it's unbelievable, but it doesn't help. That's not the thing. The thing is that how do I reach a place where the place where it's missing the heart, in the heart, love. That's what it seems to me now.
The feeling could be as a consequence of the light that reforms. And I have nothing further to add. Only demand it. Participate with everyone. And then the light effect and gradually open up for you the sense. There's nothing to do about it otherwise. Nothing else to do about it. Hence we run ourselves here according to rules that Rabash determined and then myself, and we see those things as they wrote about it, studying dissemination as much as possible, etc. I have nothing further to add. What I recommend, everyone should talk to others, the other people, and for them to take upon themselves the obligation to awaken the friends. I can't awaken myself, but I can others. That's it. If you don't want to do that, then wait, maybe another 5 years, maybe you desire it, maybe you'll understand something. Because yet you're doing something, you're coming, you're hearing, you're coming for a certain dissemination, so it changes, but the pace is very slow. What?
Also, the commitment that earlier asked you about it, 7,000 questions. This is the commitment about love of friends, how to awaken towards love of friends. Is this what we're talking about? Is this the point that we have to knock on?
Our main obligation is to hold the society connected in which we expect the revelation of the Creator, but it is according to the law of equivalence of form, so that the connection between us must be as the connection of love. To such extent as we will attain between us the connection of love, to that extent there within it the Creator is revealed, being the general force of love. And this force of love requires relinquishment, connection, and like that, to work in it. You don't want to work, then it's untransgressed law. You don't want, you won't have it. I see we stand a great chance of being the group that connects all the letter of degrees for humanity, kind of an adapter that is at the end of the ladder for humanity. We need to perform this action. For that sake, I'm working. For that purpose, I'm working. So we need to study, we need to do the connection between us in order to connect to the ladder. And we need to go out to disseminate, do all the actions in order to connect to humanity, through the people of Israel, to humanity. This mechanism, this system we must build, this is something that our generation is capable of and must do. That's it. Yes.
I can't help but ask, if we, from this moment on, really started becoming that true shining example and playing the game of the three H's with every breath that we take, how much would it hasten time?
כמה זה יזרז את הזמנים?
Or would it hasten?
אם נשחק כל הזמן בהתפעלות, התקללות, כמה זה יזרז את הזמנים? שכל הזמן יהיה הדוגמה הזאת כלפי העולם.
זה יזרז את הזמן בהרבה מאוד.
It would hasten time.
כמה?
A great deal. How much? I can't tell. To the extent that you'll desire it to happen. That you desire to discover the connection of love between you. Obviously, it might be in order to rediscover the Creator and by that bringing him contentment.
So let me ask the group, what the hell's the problem? You got the path, you got the tools, what's the problem? Why aren't we doing it?
אז אני פונה עכשיו לקבוצה, מה לעזאזל הבעיה? יש לנו את הכלים, יש לנו את הדרך, מה בדיוק הבעיה שלנו?
Our problem is that we need to awaken the heart of each and every friend so that he will desire it, that he will desire to connect with others. It has to rain or something? What? No. My broken bones are aching, so it's really... really bad. Well,
we talked today about this permanence and the reciprocity, permanence in the reciprocal work towards one another, awakening one another, where it doesn't matter what states we go through, there has to be some threshold that below this threshold we don't fall in the work towards one another. Now, you said that in some way the Creator is maintaining this threshold. If you commit, He is also committing to keep you. How does this work? Because what usually happens is that you're outside of the group, especially during the day and also sometimes during the lessons.
I don't think as being outside of the group or not. I'm not. I had this exercise with the smoking that they didn't tell me. They brought me to a group. I heard maybe it was a 3 hours lecture or something like that.
6 hours.
6 hours, all right. And then they said, now we are all of us, right? Stop smoking. Well, if it's all of us, then I take upon myself, I have no choice, I'm included in it. It's a group, friends, students, doesn't matter. And that's it. And I put my word for it, because I was brought up to the commitment that I cannot violate, I cannot escape from it, because I'm in a group that has decided. This is That was my understanding. And then I took on it and put my word for it and gave my word for it. That's it. Now, they told me later on, everyone went back to smoke. Yes. But I gave my word to the group that was there at that very time. You see? And this is something that exists for eternity. That's a state. And then that's it. To date, I'm like that. But I'm feeling commitment towards the same group. That commitment is... I don't know how to say it. It's a spiritual promise. that I cannot breach. I don't know what will happen with me in the next moment. Yeah, maybe I will give some twist in my mind. I'll take cigarettes from here and I'll start smoking. I don't know what will happen with me. But I, as for myself, and I'm constantly holding myself and I constantly want it. I see someone lighting on a cigarette. I'm like, along with him, with heart and soul. And nevertheless, that's it. This is what is called commitment.
Yes, but we had this sequence of questions, and it's a long time after you brought us this example. I remember we talked about it broadly, and I didn't get an answer then, except for the feeling that it is the right thing. You are not an example, because you took a commitment. The fact is that
I'm much weaker and worse than all of you.
But the fact is they've all regressed and started smoking again.
They didn't feel the group. They didn't feel the commitment.
That's exactly the question.
So we need we need to oblige one another, obligate one another. We need to support one another.
Okay, so it brings us back to the same dead end. We are in some sensation that you are awakening us, like today you awakened us again, and now from within there is a desire to hold on to that state. In a while we'll receive from above a drop of burdening, alright, and then what will maintain this state? It's as if built on importance, but they erase the importance.
Everyone must commit, and there's a term. This term is called the group. It's not physical, the faces here. It's a group. Broken parts willing to hold themselves, bring themselves closer to the corrected form. Right? Just as you have a ceramic vessel, you know, like this vase. Yeah, such a vase, okay. Vase or all right. Jug, jug, all right. Clay jug that was was broken, and we're holding it. Everyone is this part, and everyone's trying to hold it. So I'm trying to hold everyone in my force. And when I take upon myself such commitment, now we need to agree or contract ourselves that we really want, we really hold, we really want the Creator to help us so I won't fall from this sensation, that I won't be corrupted, that I'll hold them on. So this is my work, and there's nothing more than that. You see how simple that is.
But it's built over the importance, this holding that. When I'm by myself, even more, I have this sensation that it starts with...
It is due to everyone speaking only of one thing. If we will not put together this jug, right, this vase, if we won't vessel, if we won't build it, we are like animals. We are dying, nothing remains, we don't discover anything, no creator, no spiritual world, nothing. For the time being, we need to awaken ourselves in a materialistic manner in order to receive. However, we should be clear that only in a complete vessel, vase, we discover the Creator.
The problem is that the will to receive is very wicked, cunning. It goes into all the holes.
Look, you want to discover America for me. It's clear, but I'm telling you, this is the only way. No, it's hard. Not, but we can't. Not, but if you can, then you ask. You're crying. You ask for it.
The question is how to hasten this stage to so that the pain comes that I'm not there, because it can take 100 more years.
Of course it will take a lot more time, undoubtedly, but by what? By the effort. There are no tricks. The Creator isn't letting go of this exertion whatsoever, because if you will relinquish your exertion, it means that you will not attain all the discernments in order to later on feel Him in His entirety. You see, and now they're trying this way and that way, be in the connection, maybe that way, like, guys, what's going on with us? How would we add this and that? By that, you are discovering, by this rubbing, you're discovering more such and more such details of feeling, as later on, specifically in those details, you will feel him in all the... all the manners, all the manifestations. The shattering is complete all the way till from these vase remain not crumbs, no, not even pieces. It's as if crumbs, as if grains, as if it's so. The Talmudistic is that the shattering remain even dust, not even crumbs. And we need to bring them together, put them together in the right way. Imagine yourself what work it is. Yes. Why? Because without it, you do not discover the Creator. Because each and every crumb, the way it is connecting to another crumb, and you're building your individual soul, and other individual souls till they connect into one general soul. All that is essential for the revelation of the Creator. What can you do about it?
I'm actually asking for advice. How, when a person is on his own, by himself, and he's having all these inner calculations, how to not betray the group in the places that you usually do? How can I change it?
The necessity of the goal, example towards the elders, commitment to bring them awakening.
But it's all based on air. When there's wind in the sails, it's okay, but when there's no wind, that's where it's hurt.
If you have nothing left to do, only one thing is left. Cry out. Incorporate yourself. Ask. What else can help you? Yeah, you have who to turn to?
The problem is that it's also dimmed. It's as if there's it's all blurry.
Because you're working alone and not with others. The prayer of many is working. You understand how much you're constantly escaping everyone to his own niche.
Ken Moshe.
Yes, Moshe.
What's the connection between the upper force that doesn't let go over the exertion that controls everyone?
It can't let go. The light broke the vessel, and it need to now need to restore the same complete vessel by its own. The vessel has to do it by its own force.
So he does many other things, his force. So what's the connection between it and the same Creator that is revealed in the connection between us, as a feeling of security, responsibility, and warmth? It's as if there are two Creators here. What's the connection between the two?
No, I didn't understand it.
There's a Creator that is revealed when I connect to Niv, for instance. There's warmth, and I heard there are vibrations, and there's a force in the world. I guess it was there before me. It created everything, and the force that doesn't won't be revealed unless there's a lot of exertion between us.
The connection is clear. There's the light, the quality of love and bestowal, being before we discover. Hence, we can't call it by any name. It's the upper force, higher force. And there's a force we discover according to the degree of the correction of the vessels, which is revealed, which called Creator. Come and see. Bore. Bore is what we discover. What we do not discover, it has all kind of appellations which are not it is not revealed, it's not clear or defined within our vessels. Yes, just as there is atzmuto, his essence, something that is primordial to us, to creation, and the source of it all. And there is an upper force which is already in contact with existence from absence, which has created. that he has created.
So what's the relation to that force?
The one you are discovering, one you do not discover. There's the general force that works, called the light, general light or the light of Ein Sof. And there is a light that you're discovering within the vessel according to the equivalence of form with the light.
So how should I relate to the force that I don't reveal? What's my relation to it?
That your general attraction to the good and benevolent, your general attraction to love and bestow. This is the force of love and bestow.
We're not working with it. The prayer is to it.
The prayer is to it, yes. And what is revealed consequently of a correction is your Creator. Every time revealed differently. What are we doing next? Well, ask.
Letter 40, writings of Rabash, letter number 40.
Meanwhile, ask.
A question about the text. Why does the Creator bring the why does the Creator bring the person from the ground floor to the first floor? Doesn't understand that it all goes by the rules?
I understand, it doesn't bring him up anything. The upper light constantly working on the broken vessels, and the broken vessels, due to the upper light working upon them, are beginning to ascend and revealed in the correction, in the chain of correction in them, constantly revealed a new discernment of the Creator. You could ask then, why is the Creator making corrections without asking us? As nevertheless, prayer a few incarnations backward, a few incarnations ago was in kind of a remote form, and now in my life, like I lived well, suddenly someone gave me awakening and I'm starting to run towards the wisdom of Kabbalah, etc. Why? So the upper light work, and accordingly it does with us on the degrees of seal, vegetative and animate, as we are in which we are advancing without being asked. You see that the entire reality exists like that and advances, and there's the general evolution in the entire reality. Rather, in all those degrees, we are coming to a state whereby we need to participate, but participate in a way that we are beginning to lead that so-called development. This is called the speaking degree, and we need to ascend from the animate degree to the speaking degree. Here we need to do it by ourselves. There's no choice. And we are now in that state. Will we begin to ascend? And the whole of humanity has to ascend to that degree. They were in throughout the generations, people who received awakening to elevate to from the animate degree to the speaking degree. These are the unique Kabbalists who are there with their little groups. And nowadays we're in a transition from the degree of animal to a degree of from the degree of a beast to a degree of Adam. Already, because the whole of humanity advances towards it. Obviously, gradually, scale according to the 70 nations of the world, corresponding to 70 sefirot of Zeranpin. However, accordingly, we're advancing, and that's it. And this advancement already applies to everyone. First of all, upon us, as we received awakening, and the others later on, and in the path of I would hasten it, or in the path of due time. The light constantly working on the vessel. First it broke the vessel, they fell. 2,000 years, there was among them, there was mingling. As it is said, people of Israel didn't go in exile, other than bringing the souls of the nations attached to them, meaning the work of attachment, the force of hitkalelut, integration. And later on, as this in cooperation concluded, then the Apollite keep on working like that, as this general surrounding. Then the vessels begin to wake up. In some, there are stronger regime of the breaking, being us, and those whereby the Shemot are not as strong, then they are later on, truly according to the degrees, as the vessels fill and mingle according to those degrees, they are ascending accordingly. There are people who have burning fire in them, and they're ready for all those things, no matter what. They are incapable of imagining themselves other existence. What for? For this world, for this rubbish, to live like that. And there are those who agree with this rubbish also, half, quarter, third, etc. It all depends on the Shemot. What is there to ask about here?
Let's say he went to the first story, and it doesn't mean to learn the rules.
Who?
Let's say the Reshimo, or...
No, the Reshimo doesn't...
There's a Reshimo in him developing.
The Reshimo develops by the light that reforms with our participation. Not otherwise. You'll stay an animal in every sense unless you try to lift yourself up.
Okay, so he raised him from the ground floor to the first floor.
Who is he?
He gives here the parable.
I don't know what parable. Look, I don't understand your question. Who's going up to the first degree? What? To go through up to the first degree is going through all the time of preparation. I wish you'd make it in 10 years. What are you talking about?
If he doesn't intend to learn the rules...
Then he stays in the beast. What do you want?
He stays in the first floor?
No, he rises to the first floor. What are you... This is what I don't understand. Why do you suddenly think that he rises to some floor? How can one rise, meaning become somewhat similar to the upper light, if he doesn't know the laws, the rules, if he doesn't want to carry them out, if he is not integrated with the environment and builds the connected kli, where that first level appears? How could such a thing be? You think the Creator gives up on corrections? If someone just takes you up, then it means that you're not going to feel the Creator. You're not going to, even though you're, say, on the first level. How could it be? It's like when we take a baby and we put a baby between us, among us. Then what? So what? So he's already a part of us and he's participating with us.
Must be Gershon.
No, Gershon, enough. Yes.
We talked today about love of friends as our only means to develop to spirituality. What should we change in our society so that we're not confused with many other things? It seems to me that...
What do you mean by getting confused with other things? What?
We have a tendency to engage in everything besides that.
Yes.
For instance, we go to disseminate, we're saying, look, you're the nation of Israel, you have a rule, our whole problem is this separation. We say it outside, but we're actually talking about our state in the group. It's the exact same thing. And even my personal...
You have no other problem but connection. What do you want from me?
What practical advice can you give me so we'll only be focused on that, so we won't have other goals?
Act out the importance, just like a kid who tries to be a grown-up. You have no chance to grow if you won't learn from little children.
Importance of love of friends?
Yes, to that too. Everything. You have to envision to yourself that you're on the first level.
Should I hate things in society that divert me from this path?
Yes, too.
If someone starts talking to me about how important it is to be in a summer camp, or that's just an example. There are many new tasks that suddenly confuse us and tell us maybe we'll do something in education, or something in culture.
Do it, but just do it from the connection between you. I'm not talking about actions, not making actions. Of course we will, and you bet we will, and then we will do as much as we want, as much as we can. But the whole question is whether it contributes to connection and comes out of connection.
That's the only test of what we should talk about here?
My entire life, every moment has to be contributing to connection more than before.
This connection is ideological or conceptual, or I really,
yes,
practically have to take care of each one?
Yes.
And it's more important than anything else?
Yes. Tell us later how long will this hold for you, because there's no collective support. There's no reason to laugh here. You need to cry. That no support, and therefore any thought, the best thought you have, or even some excitement from unity, from connection, doesn't hold, doesn't stay, because there's no collective consensus. This is what's called the state of Mount Sinai, that they had collective agreement.
What should we do so that there will be a consensus about it? What should I demand from my friends to ask for them, from them?
Ask the to get out of the Egypt and go to stand in front of the mountain. What can I tell you? What can we do? Well, we read it 1,000 times. Now you'll probably read the letter again. Let's read the letter again.